Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I come back to like my dad and my older cousin and I'm like, some random old man just kissed me on my forehead.
That there is my friend DeMarcus Shaun, better known as Art by DeMarcus. Now, DeMarcus is hands down one of my favorite creators of all time. He's got a rare ability to create the most specifically mundane, relatable characters and scenarios, such as the guy who shows off he's in the hospital on social media, or some overgrown kid on crutches on the sideline of a football game, or my personal favorite, some random lady sitting next to you when you're being recognized for something good. DeMarcus and I sat down at VidCon and he told me about some of the weird characters that he's encountered in his life. I'm Will POV McFadden, and this is Hashtag Storytime, brought to you by iHeartRadio.
Do you have a story to tell? Because I would love to hear a story.
Ooh, I do.
Let's go.
So this is when I was younger, a little youngin', and I grew up playing basketball.
All right, same.
And I wasn't like the best basketball player.
Same.
At all, but this game I did amazing.
Okay, like what, I did. Where are we?
I was about, I would have to say, ages. I can't really remember the exact age. I think it's anywhere between 8 to maybe 12.
Okay,
somewhere in that range.
And where were you growing up?
In terms of
like what city, what town? Like
oh, where? This is down towards Chicago.
Okay, all right.
And you know, I was at a tournament.
Okay,
you know, which is an all day event. I had about I believe 2 games that day.
Yeah,
and it was our last game, and I scored this is my first time scoring at least around 20 points.
Oh, hey now. In a game. Okay, all right.
And I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, you're like, you know, triple double, no big deal.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I can hold a shot.
Yeah,
on
mess
the court.
Around.
Yeah. And
what position were you playing? Were you point guard? Were you center? Were you?
I was small forward at the time.
All right, let's go.
But I had came out of the actual gymnasium to just give me something to drink, you know, like a Gatorade or something.
Yeah, you gotta hydrate.
Yeah, you know,
I was always eating Frito pies at halftime.
Look, me too. Yeah. I used to get nachos and everything every single time. My dad used to be like, what are you doing with that? Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, come on.
I'm like,
it fuels me for the game.
I didn't eat breakfast. He's like,
I'm fueled on Frito.
But I had came out, got me my Gatorade, and this random guy comes up to me and he's like, he looks at me and he's like, congratulations, my son. And it's like a very weird, seductive sound. And mind you, he looks around like
he whispered ages. It.
It's like a whisper, but like he's standing right in front of me. So it's like he's like looking down. He's like, congratulations, my son.
Okay. On the triple double?
I guess. And he like bends down and kisses me on my forehead.
Oh my God.
And then he just leaves. It's just like he, in my mind, he like disappears in the distance. Yeah, he just leaves.
Did he back away or did he turn?
He just turned around and walked away. And I'm just sitting there like,
what just happened?
Did this really just happen? So then I come back to like my dad and my older cousin, and I'm like, some random old man just kissed me on my forehead
and congratulated me,
but he's just like, kind of, I guess, molested me. Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't ask for consent. You got to be like, is it okay exactly. if I give you a kiss on the forehead?
You're right. And like, he just walked away. My dad is like dying laughing, and my cousin's dying laughing. I'm like, I guess y'all don't care about me being, you know, slightly molested. I would have been like,
where is he?
Yeah, my dad was like crying, laughing. He was like, only you would be in these situations. I was like, yeah, apparently, and you don't care. Yeah. And he's just like laughing, dying. And my cousin literally brings it up to this day. And he's just like laughing. He's like, remember you got kissed on the forehead by that random guy? And I was like, yeah, and y'all did nothing to stop, like literally to help me. Still traumatized.
I want, if that man is listening right now, you have amends to make. You can't. This is a teachable moment for all the story time listeners out there. Don't go to basketball games and kiss young boys on their foreheads consent.
Exactly.
It's not allowed.
You can't be doing that. No. It's a little bit weird and creepy.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't even.
How
know.
How about a handshake?
I didn't even know him.
Handshake. Good game. Really proud of you. Yeah. You played like, well. Even butt slaps. I feel like when I was playing, there was a lot of like slapping each other on the butts.
I was like, hey, like, come on.
You know, it's a lot of like, yeah, good game, good play. But it's like, we got to stop.
Like, we're on the court. Yeah. This is
off the court. This was post game.
Yeah. And the locker room.
And just a congratulations, my son.
It's like, come on, dude.
Thank you.
Like, let's take a step back.
Yeah.
You know, reevaluate yourself.
Right.
So if he is listening.
Who was this man? Was he like,
I don't know. That's the thing.
Was he like, this is my basketball tournament. I organized it. I kiss all the boys on
Maybe
the forehead.
Maybe he came from the future.
Game.
Maybe he's me in the future. I don't know.
Yes. He was congratulating you on your future success.
Maybe.
From VidCon.
Maybe he.
And what if he was like,
congratulations.
I love your content.
We're gonna do amazing.
You're gonna kill it in the future. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Like, but still, like, to my future self, literally consent,
yes,
dude.
Ask first.
Like, I still don't know you. Yeah. At least say like, hey.
But maybe in the future, consent becomes like taboo.
You know what?
That's a hot take.
But now,
who knows what's going to happen?
I'm going to remember that.
Happening.
So then, if I do go back in time to my younger self,
oh yes, this was a time when consent was important. Yeah, it was a thing.
It's a huge
thing. I remember that in the past, consent was. That's a dark future. We always just get. There was like terms and service just were checked telepathically.
Exactly.
You know, I forgot we had to verbally. Express consent in the past. This future is gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, where time travel is real and we just go back to like our 12-year-old basketball games.
You
can go anywhere throughout time.
Come back to the past and be like, the past sucked, man. Yeah. We needed consent back in those days. Now we don't need consent.
I just like the idea that you can go anywhere in time and you're like, I'm gonna go watch my basketball game when I was 12, where I scored 20 points. It's like,
and just
that's
go
a
back
fun day to go to. That was a good
it's
one.
Like, gosh, it was such, after that moment, it was just such a horrific time for me.
Yeah, were you just shook for the rest of the day?
I would think so. I was just a little bit weirded out. Like, my brothers, my cousins, my dad, all of them still make fun of me to this day.
And they just, I feel like they didn't have your back in that moment.
No, they didn't. And especially my dad.
Yeah.
He just laughs every single time about it.
Oh, man.
And he's like, you're the one I got kissed on the
you're
forehead
the
by a random
smooched.
Guy. And I'm like, yeah, you did nothing to protect me.
Yeah, now you got to
pay. I was a child.
You have to pay for my therapy now, Dad.
Right.
Sending you the bill.
I was like, I was a child. You could have done something. You could have chased the man down.
Yeah, that's right.
Even if it's me. Even if it was me.
You could have stopped other boys from being kissed on the forehead later that day.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure he made his rounds.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He made his
rounds. Smooching all the basketball players.
So if anybody else that was at that game, if you hear this, we're right here.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah.
There's a community out there. For...
a little boy's getting kissed on the forehead. This on forehead, a random guy coming up kissing people.
If you need, we'll put some links in the description for to support groups for we. Yeah, we're here for you.
We're gonna go get some therapy sessions.
Yeah, we gotta talk this out.
Yeah, we gotta get this underway. Literally.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would love to play a quick little game with you.
Of course.
A little storytelling game. We'll see how many we get through. But I love to play this game. We call it First, Last, Best, Worst.
Okay.
And we pick a category. And then we love to hear the first of that, mm-hmm. the last time you did it, the best time you did it, or the worst time you did it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do jobs. Okay, so what was your very first job?
My very first job was a like park district job for like people that was just going into high school. So like you would do like outside groundwork, you mm-hmm. know.
How old were you at this time?
I was about 14.
Okay. So 14. It was just after you got kissed.
Yeah. A few like, years all right, later.
It's time to get to work.
I got some men now. You know, I got to go ahead and start getting me a job, making
exactly.
some money.
I got to start bringing home the bacon. Because...
That was my first job. That was the first one, working outside.
All right.
A group, it was like a whole group of my friends. We all had the same exact job together.
Oh, so, that's fun.
Yeah, so like, it would be like, it's similar to like camp.
Yeah.
In a sense. Like, you have like one older person over like the whole group of kids.
I'm getting like Parks and Rec vibe. You know, like
we've a little
got,
bit.
Got like our Leslie Knope, or you mm-hmm. know, and you guys are running around the park setting up.
We're just setting up stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like oh, we're having a you know a and Memorial
the
Day.
The chaperone guy barely worked. He was supposed to like they were supposed to cut grass.
Yeah,
he literally let us do whatever we wanted.
So you got to just kind of run around the park all
yeah,
day,
getting paid.
That's what a he good would tell first
us.
Job.
Yeah, he would just tell us like what he got paid. He'd be like, "Yeah, I make like $2,000 like every like 2 weeks." Like, and I'll be like, right. Okay, good for you.
Yeah, wow, okay.
While I'm over here, sitting over here making like $250 every 2 weeks, but you know, not complaining.
Right?
You know.
I mean, my first job, I worked at Haagen-Dazs. And,
how was that?
I was scooping ice cream in the Palisades. Nobody ever came in. I was a terrible employee. I got us a B health rating single-handedly. The health inspector walked in while I was eating ice cream out of a milkshake tin. I was just like scooping it, and the guy was like, go put that in the dishwasher and close the doors. We're closing you down. I was like, what? Why? Who are you? He's like, I'm the health inspector, idiot. I was like, oh no. Shucks. And then they gave us a
beat. I would have just walked out.
Yeah.
I was just walked
no,
out.
I quit. I was like, I started crying, and I was like, I called my boss, and I was like, I got a B. Like, I'm an idiot. Oh
did you
God.
At least take the, like, the tub of ice cream that she was eating?
No. I ate so much ice cream at that place. It was a problem.
I would have took it as a to-go gift.
Yeah, be like, I'm taking a tub.
Like, all right, I'm already done, and I was already eating it. Might as well take it with me.
I broke a lamp over that was hanging over the toppings, and it fell, and it smashed in the middle of all the toppings, and just shards of glass and all the toppings. Like the Belgian chocolate where you dip, like that was Russian full of
roulette.
Glass.
Yeah, so Russian
like,
roulette.
Like, mommy, why is my tongue bleeding? Like, oh, there must be still glass in there.
Yeah. I would have been a Russian roulette with the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like,
you want sprinkles? It might be some glass.
It
in
might
there.
Be glass. It might be ice. Who knows?
Good luck.
Have fun.
Okay, so that was your first job. What was your, I mean, I guess your last job?
Mm-hmm. With Starbucks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And that was pretty fun. Pretty yeah. fun. I was a supervisor okay. there. So, you know, me and my cousin worked there together. Mm-hmm. Me and my older cousin. And it
it's
was
nice that you work with, like, you like got like I yeah know. Yeah you got friends
yeah most yeah. of most of my job I kind of stuck around like working with people I knew for the most part
yeah
just because good. Like again I'm so socially awkward and me going into a setting where I don't know people I'm just like ooh. So I at least need yeah, one person one token person
yeah.
whether I know you for like a year yeah. or a few months I need to at least have somebody
yeah,
as a good
yeah
anchor.
Totally you need a but, pal yeah.
It was pretty fun. We played like the good cop, bad cop role because we both were like team leads. So
with the customers?
No, like with the employees. So like most of the time, like I would be the good cop.
Okay.
And he'd be like bad cop. Like he'll always like lay down his foot.
Yeah.
But me, they'll come back to me and be like, literally like.
I just need a break.
Yeah. Like my cousin's name is right. Cassius. Cassius, if you're listening, hello. They'll be like, I don't know what's going on with Cash today. Like he's just being so rude to me. And I'll be like, I don't know. You know what? I'll talk to him, yeah. but you know, just stick to your job. Yeah. But you know, I'll go ahead and talk to him.
Did you guys ever flip it and you were bad cop?
Very rarely.
Because if I was Cassius, I'd be like, I don't want to be bad cop anymore.
Did no, he loves it. Okay. He likes it.
He'd be like, I want to be good cop.
He loves being a bad cop.
Yeah.
Because like for him, with both of us, it works. And it also, it was like, also like my other friend, Abby, like we all like flip flopped, but most of the time when we was on a shift together,
mm-hmm.
Like we still work. I'm just a person I like to come in, do my work, and then the rest of the day I can kind of like chill.
Yeah, get it done.
So like when it's days like that, we'll all kind of like be toward the back when like all of our work is done mm-hmm. and like have like all the rest of the employees like up toward the front.
Yeah.
And then they'll like, let's just say somebody asks for a manager. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll be like, do you want to take it? We're like flipping, we're like, you want to take it? Rock, paper, scissors. I don't feel like it today.
Not me.
And then Cash is to go back up there. He'd be like, I'll take it.
Who's asking for a manager at Starbucks? Like,
there's a lot of people.
I know.
You mess up on a hot coffee.
This is not hot enough. Speak to the manager.
You'll be surprised. It's been multiple times where like I accidentally like, because the coffee's supposed to run on the timer.
Uh-huh.
So there's been multiple times like I'll like accidentally like not set the timer.
Yeah.
And the coffee's been sitting there like most of the day.
Just.
And then like somebody get the coffee and be like, it's old. And I'm like, I could have swore I just made that.
I think you're wrong. I think you're old.
And then I'll come back to the coffee. I'm like, the timer was not set all day. Like they've been drinking that nasty coffee. So I'm like, it's probably a good thing I left.
Yeah.
Probably giving people like food poisoning on accident.
But you were a good cop, so.
Yeah, I was a good cop. So
when you first said good cop, bad cop, I imagined you doing it with the customers and be like, hey, can I get like a venti cold brew? And be like, I don't know. Can you?
Look, yeah. Most of my customers love me. Actually, the customers loved Cassius a lot. he was like amazing toward the customers.
Oh, nice.
It's like when
he was mean to the employees, but really nice to the customer.
It kind of depends on which customer comes up.
Right.
Because like he's like, you know, when it's like a Karen and they come up, he gives like the I don't care attitude toward them.
Yeah, you got to give them what they're giving you.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? So like it makes them more mad when he gives that attitude and he's like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't get paid enough. Like he was only there most of the time kind of just for like the free stuff.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I really don't need the job. I just like, I'm only here like twice a week.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm just here for the free stuff.
So I'm not going to get riled up.
Yeah. And plus like our manager like loved us.
Yeah.
So like he was like, I'm not going to get fired anyway. So.
Yeah, so.
So I was like, hey, you know what? Live your best life.
Yeah, right.
Live your best life.
That's the way to handle a Karen, is just not, mm-hmm. yeah.
Some I was just sitting in the back getting fat on, you know, the little donuts that they sell there.
Just cake pops all day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that was the last job. What about worst job? What's the worst job you've ever had?
Worst job. I would probably have to say when I worked at a corporate job. Mm-hmm. Mind you, it was only for like maybe like 2 weeks.
Okay.
But it was okay. But I also hated it. Yeah. Like I had to like answer the phone and like I'm not the best at like hearing what somebody tells me on the phone,
okay,
and like trying to type it at the same time,
right,
like it's too much pressure for me,
right?
So like I would go so slow,
yeah,
like they'll have to keep repeating it.
Was it like in customer service? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
so
that's
it'll
tough.
Be like,
that is a
well
tough
my
job.
Name is Billy Bob Joe.
Okay, you're like, okay, Jilly Bob Bo,
and I'm like, how do you spell that? And I'd be like B-L-L, and
slow
I'm
it
like,
down,
and I'm like, okay, B, yes. L. No, B-I-L.
Right. Like, that
okay.
is true. Yes.
Okay. And it's like I would go so slow. So then like my managers would put me to the back and be like, DeMarcus, you have to pick it up. Like it's been like a week and a half. And I'm like, dude, I don't know how to do this. Like this is literally my second week out here. Oh, yeah. Man. Like,
let me acclimate.
Like, all the other people are like caught up.
Okay.
So like at the end, did I get fired from that? I got fired from that one.
Nice.
I got fired from that because I was going too slow and I was like, it's not going to work out. And I was like,
I understand.
Touché. Like,
yeah, that's fine.
I totally understand. My brother actually worked there with me. And he, he was on shift with me when I got fired, but like he wasn't in the vicinity.
Did he walk out with you? Is he like, if you're leaving,
he ended
I'm
up
leaving.
Quitting like 3 weeks later.
Okay.
But, I had called him and while he was on break. He was like, where did you go? I was like, oh, yeah, I got fired. He was like, what? And I was like, yeah, so I'm at home. I'll come back and pick you up.
Yeah.
And he was like,
have fun.
Okay. And my dad was like, well, you didn't like the job anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. My mom was like, you'll find another one next week.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And I ended up finding Starbucks like a... It wasn't like next week. It was like a couple months later.
There you go.
But
it's for the best. And then, so that was the worst job. What was your best job?
My best job, probably the movie theater.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do at the movie theater?
Literally nothing. Because it was like so chill. And plus like all the people that like, I worked with, they was all like really fun.
Yeah.
So like, let's just say ushering was like when you go around to like the movie theaters and clean them up.
Yeah,
that was probably the best position because like nobody bothers you. You're kind of like off by yourself.
Just doing your own thing.
You know, you can make a little click of people and you all just go into the movie theaters, clean them up together.
Oh, yeah.
Because like everybody has a sheet where like it just tells you which movies to go clean at what time.
Yeah.
So like we'll all be like, what time is yours? Okay, you can come with me to mine and I'll come with you to yours right after.
Yeah.
You know, because the times kind of match up.
Yeah.
So that was probably the best one.
And then you just get to also watch whatever.
Free. You got free movies. The only days we couldn't come in for free was like Saturday, which none of us came in on a Saturday. That's and even if we did, they gave us like dollar passes where like you just give a pass and you just pay a dollar to see the movie.
Oh, okay.
So that was probably like sweet the best gig. One. Yeah, and I could bring as many people pretty much. It says two people, but... At the movie theater, you know, when you all of your friends work there,
nobody's enforcing these rules.
I brought like 10 people in at once, you know.
Yeah.
If my manager, Jeff, he was really a really good manager, but he was very stern on that. But if he's like listening in. Yeah,
Jeff.
I'm so sorry. I literally brought my whole family in. And I mean the cousins, aunts, everybody got in for free.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, the job's all about, finding those little loopholes and perks and what you can. What you can like squeeze it for.
It was the best time.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, but now you have the best job
yes.
in the world because you get to make amazing content.
I think for me, it's like finding a good schedule for myself.
Yeah, that's super. That's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you, DeMarcus.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your stories.
I'm honored to be on here. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, that about does it for this week's episode of Hashtag Storytime. Huge shout out again to DeMarcus for coming on the pod. Make sure to check out the description for links to his socials. Also, take a second and hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode. We've got Sophia Gomez.
I'm not even kidding. Like, at this current moment in time, my taste in music is literally like the My Little Pony soundtrack. I'm not joking. Like, do you want to see my Spotify? It's terrifying.
We'll link the playlist in the description to your
Spotify. No. It's so bad.
Give us a call at the Storytime Hotline, 323-741-1873, and tell us your story to be featured on an upcoming episode. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review. It helps us out a lot, and I literally read every single one of them. Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions, hosted by Will McFadden, sound designed by Tony Maddox, written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro, produced by Jason Shapiro and Danielle Amora, theme song by Scott Simons.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.